Weird. Okay. Well, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to Sponsorship Underground. I'm sure you probably thought, like, where the heck did we go? Maybe you didn't even think that at all. Maybe it was just pretty on par for, like, what I do. But I called this episode the reality check because we're going to talk about a lot of things, like the reality check of kind of what going on tour was like, as well as the sponsorship side of things, like why you have now, we're gonna call this season two. That's gonna be like the fancy word to kind of cover up, and like all of the different things that are changing about how I'm approaching sponsorship, because how I look at sponsorship has definitely changed a lot. That doesn't mean that the resources and everything that we've talked about so far isn't valid, because it is. It's just a matter of this story I'm about to tell you. So when we went on tour, we met a lot of really incredible people. There was a lot of really great connections that were made. However, you guys know me. I'm obsessed with marketing. I love it. I'm a geek. I'm a guru. Like, I want to take all of the classes that I can, and I find that when I do that, I get all of the information so that you guys don't have to, which is awesome, and I love learning. I think it's incredible. It becomes more regimented than it should when you start to like learn too much, I think. And I found myself in this position a couple times where I have a couple of like really strong fans, which is awesome. That's like what we want, right? We want to build out the ultimate fan. Where sometimes it's a little too much when they talk to other people. You know, you hear it. They like push something else or someone else, kind of like a used car salesman. It becomes a little pushy instead of helpful. And I found myself in a couple situations actually doing that myself. Not just because I get excited about things, because I do get excited and then I talk about it, and sometimes my words aren't the best because I'm not cognizant of my words, and that's something that I'm learning about, especially being with Nick, who's very much like words are important, and he has that experience from working in the magazine. But the other thing that really came by is like how much I subtly push and sell. Like for as an example, we were in Colorado riding with a lady named Vanessa. She's awesome. If you don't, you should follow her on Instagram. She's Lady of the Dirt. And originally we were going to set up a clinic in Colorado, but then nobody showed up. And I was like so jazzed about the idea of doing a clinic in Colorado, even though nobody showed up and it turned into a trail ride. I was like, yeah, I mean, if we could do a clinic like next year, it'd be rad. Like, we'd even pay you if you guys made it, you know, on the trail ride. And Nick was like, Catherine, we're on a trail ride. Like, don't talk about business. in the nicest way possible. And it finally came around in terms of like how I set up the way that I talk about sponsorship, in the sense that like I completely disappeared off of the face of the earth talking about clinics and also sponsorship, because it came to my attention that I was pushing and selling without the right context. I think is the right way to say it, right? Like the way that we say things is really incredibly important. And I remember there was a reel about, I made a reel about like the 10 things I learned training for TKO. And I wanted to talk about how like training on the same diet that you use that you're going to be doing on race day is incredibly important, because that way your body is trained to take in those kinds of calories, and how like certain types of clothes that you wear are important for maintaining good pH levels for the ladies that are out like training really hard and sweating and stuff. And I made one of the another points was like training to sweat was really important. And Nick made the comment of like, you're not an expert on those things, so it's not necessarily something that you should be talking about per se. You know, you're opening up the conversation and you're talking about it as though you're an expert, even though you're not. And it's like how you phrase it was the point of the conversation. You know, it's not so much like that it's false, because it is in my experience, but it was the lead up to that information that makes or breaks the entire situation. Another example was I made a reel about static balance, and one of the things I put in there was like, static balance is one of the drills that really helped me unlock like rock gardens or something. I forget what it was. And then Nick came back and he said, how can you prove that static balance was the drill that helped you and not one of many? You know, so it's very finute, the words that we use. So when I say reality check, and that this is a reality check, it was brought to my attention that I was really coming off as like a salesperson with the answer, as opposed to like somebody who wants to provide information and value for people. And that's fair, because I've taken all the marketing classes in the world, and it's like, what is a business if they're not selling, blah, 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 you know, but it's how we do it is very important. So the thing that I'm coming back with a bang for season two, if you will, of Sponsorship Underground, is that the reality of the whole like sponsorship program, for full transparency, is that I have not pitched sponsors myself in about a year and a half now, because I've been busy helping other people pitch to sponsors. And I don't think that's fair to continue to coach people on getting sponsors if I'm not also actively pitching sponsors. That was one of the things that kind of was like a reality check for me. And another thing is how I approach it, right? Like how we talk about it. So what I want to do, of course, this is me, is the most extreme thing in the world. I guess let me back up a hot second, because I also want to talk about kind of how this sponsorship stuff is going to develop from here on. I don't know if we're going to go on tour again next year. I know we get a lot of messages. A lot of people are asking us to do clinics in other states and everything, and it's amazing. The outreach has been wonderful. The challenge is staying focused and staying on task, because unfortunately when it comes to running a business, if your focus is split, it doesn't go very well. So the other half of the reality check is I did take my attention off of sponsorship work to focus solely on advertising and planning the clinics, because I've been handling all of the logistics behind it. And it's been a handful, to say the least. I ended up getting shingles, actually, as like a stress. It's a stress response from the overwhelm of running and handling the clinics. And sponsorship, when you take a broad look and you distance yourself from the feelings and emotions of like what you're doing, sponsorship is like a side quest for me. Is unfortunately the true reality. So I can't give it my dedicated attention 24/7. Every single day of the year. Now that we're not on tour, and we're just building the facility at home, there's really nothing for me to advertise. The only thing I'm really focused on for myself is building my content and building my portfolio. And I've taken a step back and really like reorganized how I'm looking at the whole picture, because it's tough to like make the right content to get sponsors. And I used to do it, I don't anymore. So I want to reorganize my content more dedicated towards like content creator, I say with air quotes, because I'm not sure if that's the right phrase for it, but getting paid for content, user generated content, collaborations, and a whole myriad of a number of other things that hopefully I can pass that knowledge on to you now that I'm going out and pursuing sponsors. So with that said, now the reorganization of the structure is probably, I don't know how long that we're going to ride the sponsorship train, if it's just going to be over the winter or if it's going to carry over into the next year if we're not going on tour. Tour is really the in the air. I don't know. If it's just a 6-week tour, it'll be a lot better than a 5-month tour. But now that we're here, I've had 4 weeks now of like doctor prescribed, you can't do anything except lay on the couch. I was all in my feels about it. It was a whole process and like a mini existential crisis. I don't think it's an existential crisis, but a mini existential crisis of like, who am I? What is it that I want to do? What is it that I want to say to people? Like, how do I want to be presented? And I want to be real and authentic, and I want to paint the most transparent and wonderful picture that I can. So I'm going to do a I put a poll in my broadcast channel, which is on Instagram. If you're not in that, you should be, because that's where I like create all my content. Basically, I make a couple of different ideas, and then I put polls in the group so that you guys actually get a say in the content that you see, what you want done, all that kind of stuff. So the poll came out. We're going to do 100 sponsor outreach messages in 3 days. Is it extreme? Yes. Is it over the top? Yes. Is it possible? Yes. Am I likely to actually do all 100? I really hope so. But you know what happens if I don't do all 100? Nothing. Nothing. But with this challenge now, there's the option for you to join me. I did something very similar. I actually got the inspiration from Hillary Kruger. If you're not following her on Instagram, she's hilarious. She has nothing to do with motorsports. She's strictly email marketing, but she did 100 TikTok videos in 3 days. I was going to do 100 sponsors in 5 days, but the public spoke and they wanted 3 days. So we're going to do 100 outreaches in 3 days. And then each day, one of the things that I felt like was missing from Hillary's first run, she added it in her second run, was the community and accountability aspect of it. So we can do it together, okay? I don't have a website for it yet. I'll make another podcast episode. If you're not already, be on the email list so that you can get the notifications for it. I'm going to somehow build a community, and I'm going to build some prompts and some exercises for everyone that I know I need to do before I start messaging sponsors, and we'll do 3 days of it. We'll just go through and we'll work together nice and like we'll put our heads down. We'll get to work. I can't speak fully on it because it's just an idea. I woke up with it this morning and for the first time in 4 weeks, my brain was actually turning and I was excited about something. So I figured I would record this and come on here and talk about it. These are kind of my brain thoughts. Angel's not with the podcast anymore. She moved out to Maine. Actually, the last I checked, I think she's in Tennessee. But we wish her the best. And so now it's just kind of us who are going to be having conversations. I'm sure there will be interviews in the future. But for now, these are kind of the major changes. Is we're going to change how we talk about it a little bit more. We're going to change how we talk about sponsorship a little more. It's going to be a little more hand-holding, like you guys are going to hold my hand and we're going to walk through sponsorship together and this challenge that's coming out that we're going to be talking about. I don't have dates. This is like preliminaries, okay? We're just talking about it right now. I'm going to put a poll about dates and times in that broadcast channel. So if you're not already, join the broadcast channel so you can get input on this so that we can try and make it the best time for everyone. And join that email list so that you can get on the wait list, okay? It's just if you go to leakymushroom.com on the homepage, there's a like, you can go to Don't Say Sponsorship too. And if you just fill out the first half of any contact form, you'll get added to the email list. Otherwise, if you go to work with us, leakymushroom.com, there's a button that says work with us. And it's just a big old form that you fill out that'll add you to the email list too. I know I reorganized the websites and did a whole bunch of stuff and I changed a bunch of stuff around on our website. So if you haven't checked those out too, but I promise I will do a better, more clear version of this. You can join the email list in the link in my bio on Instagram. That's the easiest way to join the email list is the link in bio on my Instagram. There's going to be a much more polished version of this, but I really just wanted to do a brain dump quick and just like talk through a lot of the changes that have been happening as far as how I'm going to approach the sponsorship stuff in the future. I think right now, just this challenge, if this challenge goes well, maybe I'll turn it into another revamped course because I know my course is a little old. And if I've still got the brain juice going, I think I'm going to start writing that Audience Secrets book, the second book in the Don't Say Sponsorship series. So let me know what you guys think. Write me an email or something. Message me on Instagram. I love hearing your guys' input. Thank you, everybody. I don't know what happened, but this week I got like 4 messages from people that read my books about success stories for sponsorship, and I really think that helped like get my brain back on track and start spinning again. So thank you guys for giving me my sanity back. And yeah, I'm just going to ponder this a little bit more. But your next steps are join the broadcast channel that's on my Instagram page. It's called like Behind the Scenes / Real Life. Join that broadcast channel. All you got to do is go to my profile on Instagram, Captain.Hurley on Instagram. There's a broadcast channel for you to join. Go in the link in my bio and join the email list so that you can get like a clear cut first dibs at the wait list for the challenge. And message me and let me know what you guys think, if you want to see something or all that stuff. So thank you for listening still. Thank you for being here. And here's to many more.